if you're undecided, if you just want to go for the social experience, if you just want to move away from home, if you want to generally explore the liberal arts, I think that all those things can be done much more cheaply, effectively, and again, with building more of an entrepreneurial spirit by taking a path that's not traditional college. My book is called Better Than College, How to Build a Successful Life Without a Four-Year Degree. Yeah, college is a place where people go for 4 years. It's an institution, and college can or cannot give you a higher education. For some it does, for others it doesn't. To me, a higher education is the capacity to self-direct your life, to deal with rapid change, essentially to be an entrepreneur in the widest sense of the word. In the book, there's lots of paths that somebody could take. I say that there's a five-step process for giving yourself a higher education without college. First step is to find or build self-knowledge. That's where the journey starts and where it ends. So ask yourself the really serious questions to make sure you're started in the right direction. Then, when you have that direction, give yourself assignments. And so again, this will look different for different people. For some, they might need to get themselves to India for 6 months. For others, they might need to start a startup or start a freelance business. Others, they just want to read a lot or maybe take those free Ivy League courses that are popping up everywhere online. So after you start giving yourself assignments, then create and share value with them. I think there's a big difference between just reading and traveling because you're interested in doing it for yourself, and then doing it with an eye for how it can fulfill other people's needs against the entrepreneurial ethic. And so if you are traveling, you could blog, you could write travel guidebooks, you could do things that, you know, especially using social media and lots of online tools, can produce value for other people. If you can make a really informed decision about going into a licensed career, if you want to become doctor, lawyer, architect, public school teacher, or if you do want to do PhD research science, something that really involves university scientific research facilities, then you have a good reason to go to college. But if you're undecided, if you just want to go for the social experience, if you just want to move away from home, if you want to generally explore the liberal arts, I think that all those things can be done much more cheaply, effectively, and again, with building more of an entrepreneurial spirit by taking a path that's not traditional college. For a long time, a liberal arts education has been inexpensive enough that you didn't have to worry too much about going to school, getting a four-year degree in the liberal arts, and then if you didn't use it after graduating, it's no big deal because the price wasn't that big, the debt wasn't that high. But now, average college tuition price, $20,000 a year. If you graduate from college, which most people will do in 5 years now instead of four, you'll have $25,000 in debt. Those costs and the debt levels have skyrocketed faster than healthcare, faster than consumer price index. I think easy federal student aid is almost precisely the reason why colleges are able to increase their costs as they have done over the past decades without increasing any tangible value or student performance coming out of it. And so I'd say you're just pushing further down the rabbit hole if you say we should just give more easy aid to students. That's not solving the fundamental issue. Self-directed learning is not the same thing as self-isolated learning or structureless learning. It means that you are seeking out and providing your own support systems and structure instead of just taking it as a big expensive package deal from a college. And so I can still give myself structure, I can still have goals and be accountable to someone as a self-directed learner without college. It is a more challenging path to take, but I believe that there are resources and support out there for people who do want to take it. Say if you're still a teenager, you're an early child, just Google the term unschooling and see what you find. My favorite books in the world of unschooling are from the author John Taylor Gatto, who was a famous New York City public school teacher, and then he quit, wrote an op-ed to the Wall Street Journal and said, I don't want to teach kids, I don't want to teach anymore because I don't want to hurt kids. I define unschooling as full-time self-directed learning. So usually the term is applied in the K-12 realm, and legally unschoolers are the same thing as homeschoolers. So they fall under that umbrella. They're subject to specific state-by-state regulations. But when you unschool, you are not taking a formal curriculum and doing it at home, like a lot of people imagine homeschooling to be. It's about helping your child identify and then pursue their interests, their passions, their curiosities. And I believe that's a philosophy that you can take all the way up through the college years. And if you do it in a way that produces value for other people, you think like an entrepreneur, then it can, self-directed learning and unschooling can provide an alternative to a college program.